half of the hour, Beyond Good Day, with stories and sounds, music, thoughts of Christmas. All of our stories, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta have a story for you this half hour. These sound like the Bee Gees to me.
Sounds like. No, Bee Gees.
Bee Gees?
Bee Gees.
Close to the Bee Gees, the Bee Gees.
Just like that.
But it's not the Bee Gees. Because I'm pretty sure that the Bee Gees never took this song. Was it Lights on Broadway? And changed it to a Christmas song to talk about the lights on their house.
So who is this? Who is it? The Bee Gees.
All right, I'm confused, but I have a story to tell you.
Story time. Jennifer starts out with story number one.
It's time of year when it's lights and razzle-dazzle and beautiful and... There's also the stressful side of the season. You know, you have the shopping, the cooking, the family, the in-laws, everybody, right? Well, this Louisiana woman got into trouble with the police when she decided to decorate her house in kind of an unusual manner and kind of slipped a message to her neighbors. She hung her Christmas lights in the shape of a middle finger. This woman's name is Sarah Child,
Merry
which
Christmas.
I've kind of thought about doing in my neighborhood, maybe. Uh-huh. Sarah Child was in a dispute with some of her neighbors in Denham Springs, Louisiana, which is just east of Baton Rouge, and she decided to send a message with her decorations. Well, the neighbors did not take too kindly to it. They complained, and the police threatened to arrest her. So,
really?
Who do you call when the police are at your doorstep? Bum, 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 bum.
Ghostbusters.
You call the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana, and she sued the city. And a judge ruled in her favor.
Hooray!
Just last week. Can you imagine?
That's funny.
So she took down the display, but now she's
Why?
The ACLU. I guess she took it down after she was arrested, and then she's putting it back up
Good.
Now that she won her lawsuit.
Good.
It is on her roof, which makes it even funnier. She's taken him down once after a police officer told her she could be fined, and again after another officer threatened to arrest her. But Judge James Brady said, hey, you can't do anything. You can't interfere in this display in a two-page order that he sent from his bench.
One of the great things that I like about the television, I've said I have three shows that I really like to watch. Two of them were on last night, Blue Bloods and then The Good Wife. And one of the messages in The Good Wife last night was aimed at these highway stops that are set up by either local authorities or, in some instances, statewide. We all know that they occur. It was a great message as to how you get screwed with by authority when they entrap you or do things that are not in your best interest and not fair and not legal.
Sure.
And it was really a very good... And it's the same with this sort of thing. These people have no authority. They can't tell you whether you can put up a finger or an antler or somebody's you-know-what. It's just they will take it upon themselves. And this is part of... Uh-oh, I can hear myself calling.
There we go.
I know.
All right, contain the rant.
Right. Okay, just contain. I'll tell you what I think is interesting, is that the ACLU will defend someone who puts the middle finger up on her roof,
right,
but makes people take down a nativity scene.
That's
not a little
outrage.
Bit.
Well,
yeah, that's
the problem is where it is. Putting it on public property, there are those people who make the argument, and unfortunately it has some sound constitutional roots. And that isn't what we like. We'd like to think that these things could be displayed anywhere because they're basically about good. They're about things that are uplifting, things that will make you feel better. But you know what? Everybody's got a different set of standards. And as our country gets bigger and more out of control, it's just something you got to kind of live with. Speaking of that, Richie, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is really pretty cool.
It's very clever.
Some Christmas magic, but I don't know if we have any audio.
Well,
there
is audio, but it doesn't make any sense unless you watch it.
You got to watch it. Okay.
Yeah, the guy does tricks with an iPad to make the illusion go from the iPad to real life, kind of like a magic trick.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. We have a lot of really good videos lately, so check that out. A lot of the stories.
Very clever.
We talked about the NORAD overview of what's happening with Santa Claus right now. You can go to it's NORADSanta.org. NORADSanta.org. If you want to find, there's three or four different ways they've partnered with, even though the Google connection has gone away, they've partnered with Bing and a bunch of others, so you'll be able to know exactly where Santa is, and you'll talk to a real live person who's tracking Santa. You can call that number or go online at NORADSanta.org and get the number. The rest of the story is at DougStephan.com. The talk and feel of Christmas and how things are going with you and your personal life. Most of the time, people come more in contact with their personal realities during the holidays. Most of you, hopefully, will find a really good, strong, positive reality. Some of you are distressed and distracted because you're not really getting to the point where you want to get. And maybe you're not in touch with yourself as well as you ought to be. Let's be honest. When you look in the mirror, do you like the teeth? Do you like the smile? Do you like the way your face looks? If you don't, if your answer to that question is no, then why'd you do something about it? This is the perfect time of year to deal with those old yellow stained teeth that you have and the way to get rid of the problem. I don't know if is ugly too harsh? It isn't really attractive. Ugly is...
They can be ugly.
Yeah, they can be ugly.
Not optimal. How's that?
That's very good, Jennifer.
Very funny.
Get rid of the ugly look with Power Swabs. Power Swabs are being used by tens of thousands of people because of this patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent, not a bleach, but a detergent coming from natural sources to remove those ugly looking yellow stained teeth. Get rid of the stains, get them off your teeth. Best of all, it works in 5 minutes. Get started now, the way to get started is call 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. You'll get Power Swabs in the kit. It was developed by a dentist, so he knows how people react. They would tell him stories about these messy strips and the trays. And that's where he came up with the idea to do this. And now they're being marketed to you and everybody else. Power Swabs works because if you have your own teeth, that's swell. Some of you have veneers and caps and crowns. Works excellently on those as well. 800-867-4089. And when you mention Doug Stephan, you'll save 50% off the retail price. Call now. Get Power Swabs. Make it a New Year's resolution to clean up your smile, your teeth, and look much better in the new year. And what better way to do it? You save 50% telling you listening to Doug at 800-867-4089 for Power Swabs.
Bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Brett Winston of Washington, D.C., you gotta hustle. Because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas. And we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? This isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
A child of winter. A child of the 17 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond Good Day. Christmas certainly is on our minds. Roberta Fasanelli, an important part of the crew here, with her Christmas story.
Well, this story, actually, it's happened in Southern California, in your neck of the woods, Jen.
Yep.
And, you know, the initial visual of it kind of makes you chuckle a little bit. Apparently, some vandal went to a large nativity scene at a Catholic church and drew a Hitler mustache on the baby Jesus.
You know, I hope he trips and falls and smacks his head in.
Right.
That's so terrible.
And they also put a Nazi symbol on one of the wise men with a black pen. But what impressed me about this is...
The penmanship.
The penmanship, right. is they put a Nazi symbol, the swastika, on the nativity scene, which actually is where it does belong, because the swastika goes back to antiquity and has been used in Christianity
right.
for thousands of years as the symbol of the cross. It goes back. Native Americans used it. African tribes have used it. It's a very, very ancient graphic.
Hitler used it because he wanted to have people consider him as the second Christ.
Okay, right.
That's why
it's also
used
a Hindu sign.
Hindu?
Yeah.
It's to evoke Shakti, which is the sacred force in Hinduism. It's also a Buddhist symbol. So it's been associated with all of the great world religions. So I just found it kind of ironic that someone would think of it as, you know,
they think of it that way because of the modern.
Isn't it funny, though, that Hitler is the one who really popularized it, at least in this current age?
Well, in the current consciousness,
right.
Yes. But this goes back, the first usage of the swastika goes back 10,000 years. Is the first time they've found
that. If you fly over the Imperial Palace Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, this is a rumor. This is not the truth. I know all about this. This is not true.
Have you flown over the Imperial Palace?
No, but they used to say there were hidden swastikas.
No, they weren't hidden. If you look at the shape of the hotel, it's shaped like a swastika.
I used to have trade there. Just all the time. I turned 21. I did all sorts of bad things.
So obviously they've taken away all this stuff.
Yeah.
But still, I think there's just the image of the baby Jesus with a mustache I thought was kind of funny.
All right. So at DougStemmer.com today.
It's a 20-sided polygon.
It's been used for all kinds of things over the years. The hunt for a new Christmas tree, the perfect tree, is coming to a close. The hunt is over. What they're doing is some guy in Germany, a scientist, is working on cloning Christmas trees. They're trying to find the most perfect sapling. It's Nordman fir that they're looking at, those species. And they're trying to find something. They're going to make massive Christmas tree plantations in Germany.
More of a noble
of the swastika. So that every tree looks exactly the same. To be able to have the same tree. That's the way the Germans are approaching Christmas trees. Story at DougStefan.com.
Christmas tree, Christmas
healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
DougSteffen.com, by the way. You open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. A, Christmas Eve. B, one present on Christmas Eve, the rest on Christmas morning or Christmas morning. Our poll over the weekend, how far are you traveling for Christmas? 68% said you're not going anywhere. 19% said less than 100 miles. 8% said 100 to 500 miles. 2% between 500 and 1,000. 2% across the country. That's me. And 1% about 1,000 miles. So those are the polls. Check them out. Help yourself at DougSteffen.com. All right, to what do we owe the beauty
of
this music?
Well, I've got gifts to buy. So, Doug, I think I found the perfect holiday for you.
Really?
Yeah, if you remember back to 1997, being a big Seinfeld fan, as I know you were.
All right, exactly.
You remember the holiday Festivus, right?
Well, of course.
Well, Festivus was first made popular in 1966 when a writer named... Oh, shoot. No, here he is. When a writer named Dan O'Keefe celebrated it with his family, and they were basically speaking out against all of the commercialism
yep.
of Christmas. So they celebrated on December 23rd, and it's a very minimalist holiday. Well, nobody really paid much attention to it until this episode of Seinfeld.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
When George was growing
up,
his father hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas,
yes.
So he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
All right. And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
Oh, Jerry, stop it.
And then weren't there feats of strength that always ended up with you crying?
Huh? I'm going to work. You're happy now?
All right, so Festivus since Seinfeld has taken on a whole new life. And one of the new things that come out is a Festivus beer.
Really?
It pours a hazy brownish color with a light tan head. And the aroma is a sweet roast, a hint of caramel, and a small nuttiness. In the taste, there's a small roast and dry nuttiness with the caramel sweetness, but a bit watery.
Hmm.
It's a small bite and a medium to a thin-bodied mouthfeel with a dry small hop in the aftertaste. I want to buy this beer. It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
A little baby hop. Yeah. But there's all kinds of things. There's Festivus websites. If you search Festivus, there are hundreds of Festivus websites. And instead of doing a Christmas tree, Doug, they just do a poll on a piece of plywood.
Really?
So I think that we should get you to celebrate Festivus every next year, every year, because this is pretty much
Festivus you. Nexus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Excellent idea. Yeah. Meanwhile, as I went through the reading of The Night Before Christmas, I didn't stop where the reference was made to the jolly old elf with a pipe in his mouth. But most of you are aware that the politically correct among us has...
Stop it.
Well, yeah. Didn't you see this? Yeah.
No.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Library Association, and others are trying to get the reference to the pipe taken out of Towards the Night Before Christmas in books or readings or anything like this. This is one of those other, like, hello, do you have a life? These people don't have a life. Well, I mean, I understand fact that he's shown smoking a pipe is not a great example, apparently. These people think that we really need to get it. So there's this whole debate that's raging about trying to get Santa's pipe out of anything, any picture of him, the reference to The Night Before Christmas when the pipe, I read it. Get it out, according to these people. Bad form, bad example. There's a story about that at DougStephan.com. 28 after. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedpttfree to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Now, I don't think I properly introduced all the players in the verbal band here in the last half hour. For whatever the reason, I was ready to get right into it, and so my good broadcasting background neglected to have me identify and acknowledge Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Let's go back to the Christmas music, shall we? Because from now until Christmas, many times we can a week fit in here conversations with people who have made some significant contributions to the world of Christmas music. Now, this lady is the youngest of the four sisters. The family name was in the group. They called themselves Sister Sledge. Remember this?
We are family.
Oh. The sisters had a string of hits in the 70s and 80s, including this number one smash, stayed number one for 4 or 5 weeks in a row. VH1 recently named Sister Sledge as one of the most successful girl groups of all time, second only to the Supremes. So crank this up, Richie, please.
We are family.
Anyway, I want to find out, Kathy Sledge. We were talking earlier about the problems that young boys have in getting things like gender-neutral bake ovens.
Hmm.
Did you have...
Oh, okay.
Did you have brothers, or was it just the sisters, the four of you?
Well, you know, Richard, I was actually the last attempt.
Wait a minute, hold on a second, just a second. He's Richard... I'm Doug. I don't want anybody confusing the two. No, that's all right. It's okay. Just
okay,
don't want to
so
be confused with him.
Doug had Frisky. I was listening. I
yes, Doug
sure.
did have Frisky.
Right. I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay.
We need his teeth fixed. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, Doug, I was really the last attempt for a son out of five sisters.
Yeah.
I think by the time I came out, my dad was like, forget it.
Not gonna happen.
Enough.
But we did get the we definitely had the Easy Bake Oven. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but
oh yeah.
I just wondered, because they're now trying to do something for boys, because boys like to cook, too. And I wondered, that's what brought me around to wondering what your family was like, other than the singing sisters. So how did you, what was the determining factor to get you to sing? I'm guessing you were in church, but I don't know the story for sure. So tell us the story of the emergence of the sisters' sledge.
The sisters' sledge. I think we never planned anything. Honestly, we were always sledge sisters, and we still are the sledge sisters. One day the DJ introduced us backwards because he had a bit too much to drink, and we kept the name. It's really the truth.
That's
never
cool.
Planned to be. I don't ever remember having memories of, wow, when I grow up, I want to be a singer. We just sang. We just harmonized. We just. Our grandmother was an opera singer, and she used to teach us different harmony parts, and I thought everyone could harmonize. I thought it was like talking. So it just happened. Even We Are Family was a song that the record company president was describing us to the songwriters. And he was describing, you got to write a song for these girls. They're family. They flock together like birds of a feather. And they took out their pencils and they started writing down the description of our family.
Mm-hmm.
So everything just happened. And a blessing, definitely. But never planned.
Blessings, oftentimes the best things that happen come along unplanned. So there's nothing wrong in that. And the fact that you made a business out of it and a career and were as successful as you have been. You went solo when?
It's funny. I guess you could say my first true solo project was early 90s. And it went to the number one dance, Billboard dance charts. So it created a strong dance following for me.
Richie, do you have Take Me Back to Love? I know that's the...
Take Me Back to Love. Yeah. And then I went on to do some things with Robert Miles. And what's interesting is what people don't know is we had at least 9 records before We Are Family. I was 14.
Really?
Now there's a movie out. I know there's a film out called When There Were Kings about the Allie Forman fight. In Zaire. And that was my first time traveling overseas. I was 13. And we performed, with the Bill Withers and the James Brown. We were like the proteges. We were these little kids on the plane. But it's interesting, because of YouTube and I guess, all the things that you can search now, I'm getting a lot of feedback from fans, and they're saying, well, I never knew you sang way before We Are Family. So it's kind of interesting. We've been there for a minute.
Yeah, right. But you don't, because we all tend to be superficial, kind of, and we focus on that which is most easily recognized. Mm-hmm. Not only have you done the single, not only with your sisters and then on your own, but I didn't realize that you've been in a lot of hit musicals as well, and had a one-woman show based on Billie Holiday's life.
Yeah, so that I am truly excited about. Actually, there are three different productions about Billie, and each one has landed in my lap. And now there's Lady Day is actually going to Broadway. I've auditioned for the director, and that's the part. And now we have to audition for the producer, and we'll see what happens. But I'm excited about that. And then there's a regional production, Brighter Side of Day, which is my baby. People say I bring Billie Holiday to life. And so I thought, if people think that, then let's celebrate the music and the legendary artist that she was. So that's really what Brighter Side of Day is mainly about, and such strong legendary artists are coming on board to actually produce the CD,
mm-hmm.
like Stanley Clark, and he's bringing in some of his colleagues, like George Duke. And so it's just, I'm watching it grow, and it's as if these legends are all coming together to lift her up. So that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. All right, let's talk about your Christmas. When did you and your sister start singing? Did you do Christmas music just for fun as you get started, or did you have something early on? Most everybody, when they became popular in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they all did a Christmas album. Everybody had it. Did you?
No, you know what we did it's funny, and it's interesting because Christmas songs were always a huge part of our lives. You know, we would learn them in middle school, and you know, all the different songs you learned during the season.
Yeah.
So we always sang them, but we never really came out with a Christmas project. I actually got a chance to be a part of a Christmas show, and I was asked to sing as a solo artist two of my favorite Christmas songs, and that's what I got a chance to do, and now it's starting to grow into wanting to do more of a project perhaps by next year. But it's funny, I think that the wonderful thing about Christmas music is it's so timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere. So I think that it's something we definitely would love to do, and I definitely would love to do a project as well.
Well, you've got a couple of tunes around that have been recorded a couple of years ago. Christmas, the Christmas Waltz, Richie. Let's hear a little bit. Your voice.
It's my favorite Christmas song.
Well, your voice lends itself so well to this. And what else makes it work for me is the sort of Nelson Riddle sound of the orchestra. If half of the people listening don't even know who Nelson Riddle was, mm-hmm. but he collaborated with Frank Sinatra a great deal, and the strings are important and all that. Don't you feel that, Kathy, when you listen to this?
Yeah, to me, it's like the epitome of romance. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Good.
So when I was asked to sing two of my favorite songs, that was one of them.
Yeah.
And it's funny because as we get closer to the holiday season, when I do different engagements, I always sing that song, and you'd be surprised. All generations just get up and they waltz to it, even if they don't know how to waltz.
Do the Bach. That's Mrs. Mrs. Somebody's dance studio where I went. They had us do the Bach step, and we always did it to music like that. Kathy Sledge is with us, the youngest of the four sisters, Sledge, and we're talking about her career, her albums, her performances, and you heard one of her favorite songs. You'll hear the other one in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So Mitch Rayboy of Westport, Connecticut, you better go for it, because your wife wants a sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
Kathy Sledge is with us. Youngest of the sisters, Sledge, on her own with much of what she does. Although you guys still tour, you guys. Don't you all?
Yeah.
You're on tour, the four of you, right?
We do. It's funny. I sometimes jokingly call us the Forrest Gump group. You never know what you're going to get. What's funny about the sisters is people have to we have been doing it all our lives. So sometimes we'll come together. We are always called together at different times. Uh-huh. Like for the inauguration, we were there when the president was first inaugurated. And we were also, we actually hosted the Pennsylvania Ball with the then Governor Mandel.
Good.
You know, the thing about We Are Family is I believe that it's just going to be here when I'm long gone.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So people, you know, they call on us, and it's actually... I've actually just traveled the world because of that song.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
It's made such a it is wonderful. Yeah.
Robbie Lewis, I remember interviewing him once, and he said the same thing about Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
Well, yeah, I believe that. It's funny. Some songs are timeless.
Yep, you're right. All right, Kathy, best of luck to you. Congratulations on a great career. You have a wonderful way
about you.
I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have
my
a wonderful
favorite.
Holiday.
Yeah, you too. Kathy Sledge here. All right, so here's our Christmas question. The song, we're playing My Favorite Things. What was the first song that we played? She had two Christmas tunes that we played, and you got 60 seconds to call us at 800-510-8255. The name, actually, of this song, because that's what Richie's playing now. We played it first. What is the name of this song? 800-510-8255. You'll get $150 worth of Pure Attitude Christmas products, facial creams and washes and that sort of thing. HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. And should they stay or should they go? Don't miss an all-new episode of Love It or List It tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, or I guess 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, right, Jennifer? It's on HGTV. Richie loves this. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
Love It or List It. All right, and that business with Kathy, thanks to the folks at HGTV for making that possible. Very cool. All right, so what's the name of the first song? What's the name of that song for the Swell Prize? You got to work fast. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. Yeah, da 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 da. All right, let's see. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Ron Lombino calling.
What's the name of that song that we just played?
The Christmas Waltz.
Christmas Waltz. Did you like it? Heard you like her version?
I loved it so much. It made me feel nice, warm, and getting right into the holiday spirit.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Harrington Park, New Jersey.
All right, well, everybody in New Jersey's got to warm up a little bit. Hold on just a second. We'll send you our prizes. 51 after on Good Day.
In three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Parsons is here from bestfares.com to help us with our travel needs, special deals, things that you can think about for post-holiday travel. Want to take a romantic Valentine's trip? Tom, get some ideas on that, and we'll go over them and maybe come up with some ideas for you to still be able to save. You have last-minute travel plans that you're making for Christmas or New Year's coming right up here on Good Day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Last minute deals, if there are any, people traveling, you always tell people go look at a nearby airport instead of the one, for example, instead of Boston, I might go to Providence to try to figure out how to get a cheap fare if I hadn't already fallen into something. But first was going to cost me $1,000, ended up costing me $140.
Yeah, but you don't make people think they can do that right now.
Well, no, you can do it if you have various combinations of things. Always save if you've been bumped off a flight and they give you a free round trip or a free one way, whatever it is, you hold on to those. Don't give them away. That's what I used.
Yeah, well, there will be a lot of vouchers. Vouchers are probably the most common we see right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just remember, if you do want to give up your seat, it might sound juicy at the beginning, but make sure you're, when you go up there, you don't get these fancy words like, oh, you give up your seat on this one, and we'll put you on priority standby on the next flight. That just means they don't have a
seat. Doesn't mean anything, right.
Yeah. Priority standby? Not a darn thing. So you want confirmed seats, and you want to know what flight they're going to put you out on. And if you think it's still on the way back home and you're stuck in Fort Lauderdale for an extra day, who cares? You know? So you can, but just make sure you have a confirmed seat before you come back home, because in some cases you can start all over again, you know, on the getting bumped, because they need a person. They'll pay you $300 or $500 in airline vouchers. You got to use them in that airline. That's cool too. But also, if we were to hear Doug say Valentine's, I forgot there's such a thing. But right after the first of the year, there are some decent first class airfares. And this might be the trick for those who have long legs, or you just want more, or for those people, if, I don't know, Doug doesn't check bags the way I remember him. But,
nope, no bags.
But some people, if they got college students or they're going on a cruise, they may take two or three bags, and those fees can add up to $420.
Good Lord.
Okay? But if you fly first class, today American and Delta and some of the other airlines will let you check three bags. So if you look at that, and you look at New York to Orlando after the first of the year, $519, you get a first class. You might even get a snack, maybe a meal. You might be, you get free adult beverages. If you got a college student under 21, I bet you for sure they'll still give them a whole bunch of milk and cookies.
All right, how much competition? Let's take that route for a second.
Yeah.
New York, Orlando has to be a very competitive route. JetBlue, United, Delta, American, don't they all run a ton of flights from New York down to Orlando?
That's one reason why they have aggressive airfare. Even Washington, D.C., pretty hot.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I think Washington, D.C., on any Tuesday and Wednesday, now, you might be a little bit higher right now, but for January and February, if you just, if you're flexible, we want Tuesday and Wednesday, there's airfares down to Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Orlando, $105 round trip.
Wow.
All taxes. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so that's the result of competition.
Yeah.
AirTran probably helping, or Southwest in that circumstance. All right. So in terms of Christmas and New Year's, anything, any rabbits you can pull out of a hat for that?
I think still short haul. Every airline has waived their advance purchase, but I think if you're still going West Coast to East Coast or vice versa, you're still going to have a problem getting a good deal.
Right, you're going to get a seat. That's the problem. The seats
I mean, it's just the capacity has been cut so bad. Yeah. And but again, if you're going maybe up to 500 miles, maybe Boston, New York, or New York, Washington, D.C., or maybe Chicago, or let's say St. Louis to Dallas or something, you'll still pay more than normal than a sale fare, but you'll still be able to get there without paying $800 or $1,000 just for the privilege of flying during the Christmas, New Year's holidays.
All right, check it out. Tom Parsons at bestfares.com. Actually, at DougStefan.com. Click on Tom's picture. Special deals just for those of you listening to Doug Stefan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.